Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second, the first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting third, the left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth, the catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lucrit Lau. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second, the left fielder, Carl Olson. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Umflett. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett catches it and steps on first to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kritlau for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, And the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Umflett moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon takes first base on ball four. Umflett moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Umflett scores. Pearsall scores. Lepon moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Stevens moves to third. Courtney moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young is walked intentionally. Luke Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kritlow is 0-for-0 in the game. Kritlow strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Willard Nixon now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Kritlow covering, for the out. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. White reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young bunts towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lepon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Littlefield covering, for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-3 in the game. Olson strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Two outs. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing shortstop. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Umflett moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lenhart bunts towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Krahoski moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-4, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Courtney strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-4 in the game. Olsen strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Kell reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 7-5, Browns. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Gene Stevens pinch runs for George Kell. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Sammy White. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 7-6, Browns. Ted Williams pinch hits for Tom Umflett. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Baker moves to second. It's Browns, 7, Red Sox, 7. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing center field. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Del Wilbur now catching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Browns. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 5 in the game. Olsen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.